Earl Morris is a physician assistant and also a retired Air Force captain. And as he was serving his patients, right after the World War II Memorial got finished in 2004, he's talking with his patients, many of whom are veterans, and he asked every single one of them, are you gonna go? Are you gonna see that new World War II Memorial? And patient after patient said, yes. Oh man, I wanna go. I gotta be there. Well, 3 to 6 months later, as each patient came back for their checkup, once again, Earl asked him, did you go? And every single one said no. And that's when reality set in. Earl realized there's just no way they're gonna go. Not at all. So it was on his heart, and he talked to two of those veterans and said, what if I fly you out? I'll pay for the gas to fly the plane out there to Washington, D.C. I'll take you around the city. You can see that memorial. I'll fly you home. I will take care of everything. And instantly, those two veterans started weeping and started crying. And in that moment, all of a sudden, Earl realized he was onto something, and he wanted to try to help all of his patients. So Earl reached out to a local aeronautics community, 300 pilots, 300 patients, and he asked each one of them, would you be willing to fly a veteran to DC, pay for all the gas, take him around the city and bring him back? 11 said yes. And the first honor flight was born. 12 veterans flew out and got closure into their life. Well, this would have stayed a small little regional thing, but then Jeff Miller heard about it. Jeff is the son of a World War II veteran himself, and then also the nephew of a B-24 bomber pilot who actually died in World War II. And he wanted his dad to have that experience, but not just his dad, but to scale it and maybe even take it nationwide. So Jeff came on board, and through his expertise, through his connections, through the group that he put together, now Honor Flight is in almost every single state across the nation. They traded in the small little private planes for flying on commercial airliners. And as of the recording of this video, over 185,000 veterans have gone to see that World War II memorial. Over 125,000 guardians have flown with them. These two men, one had an idea and one wanted to grow it bigger, poured in and made a big difference for our veterans. My question to you is, what can you do? What organization is there in your area that helps the least, the lost, the lonely, that you can pour your time, your service, your energy, your passion into? Specifically for veterans, what is there in your area that you can do to help? Because each one of us, God says we've been equipped. We have ability, and we can pour that into others. We specifically hear that right here in Romans chapter 12. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, well, let him use it in proportion with his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. What is it for you? How has God gifted you? How has God blessed you that you can be a blessing to others? Maybe you're simply the hands and feet of Jesus. You're the grunt work. You're the volunteer. Once a month, once every couple of months, you go help out organizations that help others, that you reflect the love of Christ, that you use the abilities God has given to you to be a blessing to others. Or maybe you are that person with a strategic mind. Maybe you are that CEO type. You are the math brain. You are the finance person. And you can help these struggling organizations to get streamlined and grow, just like Jeff did with Earl's great idea. What can you do to help our veterans? Let's pray. Lord God, help us. Make us bold. Make us confident to get uncomfortable, to stretch ourselves, to give of our time and effort and energy to those that are already serving to make this world a better place, to reflect the love of Christ and the love and the lives of those that are hurting. God, make us uncomfortable. Put it on our hearts and move us into service, not for our sake, but because we love you, God, because of your great love for us. In your name we pray, amen.